wouldn't necessarily like that.
Wait a minute. Who is this guy, a fashion statement, walking up to our table?
You don't know?
This guy is an automatic fashion statement. I know.
Oh, okay. I don't know?
I just want to give him that kind of an intro. Fashion statement. Man, you look sharp.
I appreciate it.
You're looking sharp.
You're not sporting the ring today?
No. You know, I'm in Philly now, so I can't go around with my Saints ring, you know, flashing that. That'd be a tough, touchy subject for that city.
Now, for those of you who are listening at home and don't know who we're speaking to, let me give you the introduction. He was the number 14 overall pick in the 2009 draft, won a Super Bowl that year, right?
Yep.
That year with the New Orleans Saints. Currently a free safety for the Philadelphia Eagles. He's also an All-American at Ohio State, the Jim Thorpe Award winner. Malcolm Jenkins joining us here on Radio Row, and as Nate would say, looking quite dapper.
He's sharp.
I appreciate you guys.
I have a penchant for fashion, so yeah, I see you working.
Yeah, I see you. Devil's in the details. I like that tie pocket square combination you got going on.
Well, we have to do things early in the
morning. One of us has to be well dressed and have fashion sense. And it's not going to be me. All right. Now, one of the cool highlights about the gentleman sitting across from us right now is that he is a gentleman who took Tom Brady 99 yards to the house.
The other way.
When last year, December 2015, upset win for the Eagles over the Patriots. Now, it was Tom Brady. You get a little extra, like,
that ball is in my man cave right now. Believe that. It's not often you get to get him, but that was definitely, one of the huge plays of my career.
I got to tell you, we had Kareem Jackson in here. We cover the Houston Texans, and we had Kareem Jackson in here yesterday. And he made a statement about Tom Brady. When you hit Tom Brady, there's something that he just despises, and the way that he described it was so funny. So you just said the ball is in your man cave. We certainly understand why. What you got going on?
Well, I got a lot, man. I'm doing a lot with my foundation. I've been a finalist for the Byron Wizard White Award, which is basically the NFL PA's Man of the Year when you talk about community service. So that's been a huge honor for me and all the people that help with my foundation. We started in 2010, and we started in New Orleans with a after-school program as well as a scholarship. And since then, have given over $85,000 in scholarships and have spread to four different states. We're doing work in Louisiana, where I played with the Saints, Ohio, where I played at Ohio State, New Jersey, where I'm from, and now in Pennsylvania and Philadelphia. So a lot of work to be done there. I'm also part of a small group of players that have been speaking out all year on social justice and criminal justice reform. We took a trip to D.C. earlier this year to Capitol Hill to meet with members of Congress and see what was going on out there and how we could help and use our platform to effectuate some change. And we plan on going back there later this spring. And so we also have a town hall meeting that we're doing tomorrow. So that'll be fun. Just an opportunity to, you know, celebrate what's going on here in Houston with the Super Bowl, but also use this platform while we have all these eyes and ears to talk about some things that are really going on in this country and have some candid conversations how we can move forward.
Now, as the guy who's from the Dirty Jersey, did you grow up Jets, Giants, Eagles? Like, where was your allegiance as a kid?
So my dad was a huge Giants fan. And so I grew up hating the Giants because I wanted to play video games and could never do it because he was watching these four-hour football games. Uh-huh. My younger brother's a Jets fan. I actually grew up a Ravens fan. My favorite player was Ray Lewis, so I kind of went a little further south, and I was a Ravens fan.
Okay, so as a Ravens fan, do you have a particular rooting interest being – you know, Ravens fan, their battles with the Patriots over the years. The fact you played in, you played in New Orleans, so you saw plenty of Atlanta.
Yeah.
Do you have a lean one way or the other on this?
So I actually think that Atlanta's going to win, and it pains me to say that because, like you said, I was in this NFC South for 5 years and have grown to despise Atlanta, but I think that, you know, I'm tired of seeing the Patriots win just like everybody else. So it's, you know, I got a lot of respect for both teams, especially what they've been able to do up in New England. But I think that this might be the best Atlanta team that I've seen since I've been in the league. And, I think they can pull this one out.
I want to talk about their defense. Their defense, I look at your defense. I look at a lot of the defenses in the NFC. Man, y'all came out house on fire at the beginning of the season.
Yeah.
Kind of tell us what might have happened, injuries, or what happened there?
We came out, you know, like you said, playing at a really, really high level. And then there was a couple of games where I think we kind of drank the Kool-Aid a little bit, and guys started to kind of look out for themselves. And the way we started as a defense is, you know, kind of a bunch of no-name guys. You know, Fletcher Cox is made the Pro Bowl. I made the Pro Bowl. But both of us are still guys that are trying to make a name for ourselves in this league. But everybody else is kind of your middle-tier player who's scrappy. And so we played hungry, we played fast as a unit and unselfish. And I think at some point in the season, we all started to try to make plays and put ourselves out there, and it ended up hurting us. And we got back to form, but we ran into, you know, a bunch of really good teams, some good quarterbacks, ran into Aaron Rodgers right when they started their run. You know, so it was one of those seasons where it was a lot of good stuff, but definitely a huge room for improvement. But I think we have the guys. We saw that pedigree there with the guys that we have. It's just one or two additions here or there that'll keep us consistent and keep us, you know, playing good ball as we get to December and in the playoffs.
We'd be remiss if we didn't ask you about Carson Wentz and how he actually came out as a rookie. Mm-hmm. And looked good in his first 3, 4, 5 games. Looked like he might have hit a wall.
Not necessarily a wall. He became human again for a while. You know, he reminded everybody he is a rookie. You know, he played so phenomenal the first quarter of the season that, yeah, you know, he shocked a lot of people. And then once he started to make mistakes, everybody saw he fell off. No, he just came back to playing well. He actually gave us a lot of opportunities in some close games to win and to compete in games where the defense didn't play that well. He kept us in it. Or when the offense was kind of breaking down around him, he created plays. And so that, I think, is a big thing for him to build as we move forward, and he's got Philly feeling real comfortable about the future.
He's Super Bowl champion Malcolm Jenkins joining us here at Radio Row. Malcolm, thank you so much.